Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus, skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Suid-Afrika sal vir 2 jaar op die FATF se gryslys omdat ons beleidsstandpunte, prosesse en stelsels net nie goed genoeg was om geldwasery en die finansiering van terrorisme te keer en doeltreffend te bekamp nie. Nou daar die FATF het 22 punte uitgelig in Februarie 2023 wat ons moes aanspreek en Vrydag het hulle 'n vergadering en 'n verklaring uitgereik en gesê daar is regmerkies by 20 van die 22. So daar is nog 2 kwessies wat moet aandag kry en as ons dit in die nabye toekoms kan doen, kan ons dalk reeds in Oktober van die gryslys afkom. Ismail Mamonia is op die lyn, hy is van die Nasionale Tesorie. Ismail, thank you so much for your time tonight. This is some welcome good news for South Africa. What exactly are the 2 remaining issues we need to address to get off this grey list?
Good evening and to your listeners as well, Ray. So the 2 items we have left are related to a sustained increase in what they call in investigations and prosecutions. Firstly, for serious and complex money laundering, and secondly, for terror financing.
We've known that the prosecution of corruption in South Africa has not been as aggressive and efficient as it should be. And these have always been the big ones on the list. How do you foresee us making progress to, you know, satisfy the FATF that we can indeed prosecute the big organized crime rings?
So absolutely, these are the 2 measures that I would call the end objectives, right? A lot of the other 20 action items were kind of more intermediate and kind of steps towards these 2, many of them. Look, FATF only looks at a narrow range of issues linked to money laundering and terror financing. So it doesn't look at all corruption and so on. But I think, you know, I must say both the DPCI, the SEPs, and the National Prosecuting Authority, I think, put up a really good show in the last review that we, when we faced the assessors last month, it was in Namibia. And kind of demonstrated real progress. But what the FATF assessors want to see is also that the improvements can be sustained over a few cycles. And a cycle for the FATF process is 4 months. And I'm pretty confident that just given the performance and the guidance they've been taking, that I think they will be able to show that in the next cycle, which will end in June. So I'm confident. It doesn't mean all our other problems are solved. I think as you know, I know many South Africans, we are frustrated that other cases against corruption and so on proceeding. But I think those are slightly different. But having said that, if there's improvement in their capability to deal with money laundering, it should help in the fight against corruption in quite a significant way.
Yeah, I think that will be a very positive side effect or a consequence of, you know, implementing the measures to combat crime and corruption. But, you know, I think anybody who has tried to open bank accounts or do some corporate transactions, opening or establishing trusts or investing or opening investments accounts would have seen a significant increase in bureaucracy. A lot more pink, yellow and blue forms to complete. Beneficial ownership has become very, very prominent. So there has been changes in the way we do business in the country. How does that compare with other countries? Because I think there's a perception that it's very, very complicated to, you know, in practice to adhere to all of these new measures.
Look, you know, it is a complex environment. And yes, you know, we lag behind because other countries have taken these steps far sooner than us. Of course, we were impeded during the years of state capture. In fact, if you remember, our previous legislation even got stuck with the former president at one point refusing to sign. The issue, though, is that, you know, once these compliance requirements are there, there are smarter ways of doing these things. And I think that's the type of issue that, you know, we have to learn on what to do and how to do it to reduce the compliance costs in a way. But yes, it's tough, it's complex, but I think it's doable. And in fact, we don't face a much of a choice. We have to do it.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're correct. We need to do it. It will make a big difference in South Africa's, you know, external perceptions, because if we can get off that list. You know, obviously this process has taken longer than foreseen, but 22 items to address was a significant number. Just within National Treasury, obviously there were task teams to address this. You know, who were the key individuals who actually got us this far?
Look, it's not just the National Treasury. This thing involves many agencies, like we referred to NPA, the Hawks, the police, you know, the CIPC for beneficial ownership, the Trust Office, the Department of Justice, all the financial sector supervisors, the Prudential Authority, the FSCA. You know, there were just many, many authorities, the FIC. So it's a range of people, and what we've been doing in the Treasury is to coordinate all these efforts and help guide and take the process forward. So the Treasury's been playing more of a coordinating role, and I must pay tribute to, I think, all the others have really started prioritizing these areas, and more importantly, not just doing it for the sake of FATA, but trying to understand that clearly there was an opportunity for them to modernize as well, and to understand that if we were to pass the simple test that FATF has forced on us, that it would be good for the country in the first instance. And frankly, that's the main reason why we should be doing these things.
Do you think we'll get off the list by October?
I'm quite confident that we will. Obviously, the one thing is, even the items upgraded, when what happens now in terms of the process is you first got to get all 22 done. You can't have a single one damaged. Once we've done that, and if we do that by June, then the FATF plenary will approve an on-site visit in September, where they will do a light check on whether all the improvements on all 22 items have been sustained. So even up to the point that they were upgraded, did they continue to improve? So let's take the beneficial ownership registries. You know, we're sitting with the in the 35% mark. Have they gone to 40% or 50% by the time of the on-site visit? And then in October, the plenary will hopefully then get the on-site report and will make a decision on whether we delist it from grey listing or not.
Ek hoop dit gebeur. Ismail, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Ismail Mamaniat. Hy is van die Nasionale Tesorie. Ek kan nog onthou nog hoe kwaad baie mense was toe ons op hy lys gekom het. Dit was onnodig, maar hier het baie dinge gebeur sedertdien.
Ryk, dis korrek. En ek dink as jy maar net deesdaap wat ek nou aan die kant sit van 'n finansiële dienste maatskappy, die hoeveelheid kontroles en prosesse en prosedures en rapportering wat rondom rekeninge gaan. Jy sal jou storie moet ken. As jy binne die formele Suid-Afrikaanse stelsel geld wil was of terroriste aktiwiteite wil befonds, jy sal moet ongelooflik jou voetwerk doen, jou goed in plek kry, want hierso is lyste en lyste kontroles en verifikasies en beheerstrukture in plek. En ek dink ja, wat net vir my jammer is dat ons sit nou vas by die nasionale vervolgingsgesag en die Suid-Afrikaanse polisie, en is eintlik goed wat hulle van die begin af moet doen. Hoekom moet jy wag vir iemand voor jy ou vang? Vang jy ou en sluit hom toe.
Ja, miskien kan ons dieselfde proses gebruik en dieselfde mense kry om werkskeppingsprobleme op te los of ekonomiese groei probleme, dalk miskien ook die probleme daar by WP Rugby.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.